Good afternoon and welcome to the second ever episode of the Campfire Talks here at the Man Warrior King podcast. I'm your host, Matt Halleck. Thank you for joining me. I just want to quickly remind you, if you would be so freaking kind as to head over to iTunes and or your podcast app on your phone or whatever and leave a 5-star rating if you think it's worth 5 stars and a review there. That would help just get some momentum building, get the podcast out there into the world and keep this thing rolling. I would love that. But that's it. That's all I'm announcing about that for now. So now I wanted to, for the second episode, just share with you a story that happened a couple of weeks ago in just my normal everyday life. And the reason that I share these stories, there's going to be more coming in the future. It's not to build myself up in any way. It's not to present myself as some kind of authority Christian, as some kind of authority man, as some kind of special upper tier kingdom man at all. That's not my goal. That's actually opposite of everything that I'm doing here at Man Warrior King. My goal is to level the playing field, which doesn't mean to bring all the high spots low. It means to bring all the low spots high, to call each of us up to a higher standard than what we may even know is possible. So when I tell these stories, my goal, my heart is for you to hear them and say, oh, if Matt is just a normal everyday guy, and yet he can experience this kind of thing, then I can too. And it's not that I am somehow, I'm quoting you right now, it's not that I'm somehow worth less, and so therefore I see less of the cool stuff in the kingdom of God. It's just that there are choices that we can make, there are choices that I can make, there are actions I can take, there is faith that I can put action to, that will lead to new results, that will lead to a higher level of experience, a higher level of living that's something new that I've never seen before. That's where I want you to go as you hear the story. So a couple of weeks ago, I went to my local gym, and it's kind of funny that I talk about going to the gym, because if you knew me or my story, you know that working out is something quite difficult for me, but that's a different topic. So when I go to the gym, what it entails is me riding the exercise bike, getting blood flowing through my legs to get the lymph system going, to get my circulation going, to help my body flush out some of the toxic sludge that's built up in it over the years, and to bring more and more health and healing that Jesus has for me. So I ride the bike for probably about 15 minutes, usually, and I've just recently started climbing the stairs on the stair machine, did 300 steps this morning, which may sound like nothing to you guys, but to me, that's an awesome big deal, and I'm happy for it, so I'm applauding myself. Anyway, I ride the bike, sometimes I climb the stairs, and I always follow it up with a session sitting in the far infrared sauna, which is actually the first thing that drove me to this gym. I was looking for access to a sauna like that because it really helps with my body and my health stuff and everything. So anyway, that's what my gym routine looks like. There's a bonus for you. I don't necessarily recommend that become yours. I imagine you are capable of far more than that, but that is mine at the moment. So a couple of weeks ago, I had done my bike ride, and I was then in the sauna, and there were two other guys in there, and I was just sitting there for a little while, for a few minutes, and we started talking. I believe it was the other guy, so there were three of us. One of the other guys asked the other guy how long he'd been coming, and this fella said that he had it come over the summer several months ago, but took some time off because he had hurt his shoulder, and he'd hurt it really bad. It was at the point where he couldn't use it for a couple of weeks. It was bad enough to where he didn't come back to the gym and work out for several weeks or a couple months, something like that. And So he said, yeah, I actually haven't been here in quite a while because of this injury. And I'm just now coming back and getting back into the swing of things. And he started talking about his injury, his shoulder injury, saying that he never actually went to the doctor to have it checked out. And he regrets that because while he thought it would be the kind of thing that would just kind of go away and get better and just get back to normal on its own, it hasn't. And it still gives him quite a bit of pain. And even to the point where if he's working out, he'll reach a spot in his workout where he just has to stop because there's no more possibility for him to go through the amount of pain that his shoulder gives him. Now, when I hear somebody talking about injuries and sickness and things like that, you might think that I'm weird and that I'm crazy, but this is it nonetheless. My ears perk up and I start to get excited because I love praying for people to be healed. And the reason I love praying for it so much is because I've actually seen it happen quite a bit. But the reason I've seen it happen is because I've actually ventured out and taken a risk and taken the step of faith and done it. I never would have seen people start to get healed if I didn't actually push through the fear and the nervousness to just go for it and take a risk. What's more manly than that, huh? So when I hear him talk about his injury, I A, get excited, and B, still get nervous. I still have the thoughts come up inside of me that say, don't pray for this guy. He's going to think you're crazy. He's going to think you're weird. And you'll probably see him again next week at the gym. You can't just like pray and then leave and never see him again. If you pray for him and nothing happens, he's going to know and he's going to keep on seeing you and it's going to be awkward and you're going to regret that you ever did it. But then the excited side of me says, yeah, but Matt, what about the opportunity to step into who you really are? What about the opportunity to act according to what you say you believe? Because you say you believe in me. So are your actions going to reflect that right now? Because I said that if you lay your hands on the sick, they will recover. So do you believe it or do you not? You can say you do, but what really tells me whether you believe it or not is your actions. And if you don't do it, I will not be upset. You are going to be fine. I love you, and you are not going to be on my naughty list. This has nothing to do with your value and your worth and the level of confidence that you can walk out of this gym with today. But Matt, if you do it, there is more inheritance in my kingdom waiting for you. There is more life waiting for you. There is more experience of me and of power and of presence waiting for you. There is more of you getting to live integrated and authentic rather than living by nervousness and fear and worrying about what people will think. Your choice. And when you get down to it, that's a pretty easy choice to make if you can push through that nervousness and that fear. So, sure enough, I asked the guy, hey man, you're probably going to think that I'm crazy, and that's okay. But can I pray for your shoulder? And I added, not just like on my own when I go home, I'll be praying for you kind of thing. I mean, right here, right now, can I pray for your shoulder really quick? And then we'll test it out and check it and see what happens. And he was like, sure. And what I've actually realized is that people are more willing to say yes than you would think. It's weird. You'd think that they would say no pretty much all the time, but they don't. So he's like, sure. And then I said, because we're like, this is awkward, okay? We're three guys in a sauna together, and I'm going to pray for his shoulder. And now I'm going to ask him, hey, man, is it okay if I put my hand on your shoulder? Can I touch you in the sauna, in the gym? Talk about weird. But he's like, okay. So I put my hand on his shoulder, and I prayed a short and simple prayer. Jesus, I thank you that you love this man. I thank you that you bought his spirit and his body on the cross. And I thank you that you want to show him right now by healing his shoulder. So I command the tissues. I command the structures. I command the cells in this shoulder to be completely healed right now. I command everything to be restored to full health and all pain get out in Jesus' name. That was it. And I finished and I asked him, hey, tell me, do you feel anything? And he's all, no. And now I'm thinking, well, does that mean that he didn't feel anything happen or what? I'm thinking, okay, so yeah, nothing happened. And I said, so what do you mean? He said, I don't feel like any pain. I don't feel anything in my shoulder anymore. And I was like, really? And before, I didn't mention this, before I prayed for him, I just asked him between from 1 to 10, 10 being, or from 0 to 10, okay, 0 to 10, 0 being pain-free, it's totally fine, 10 being excruciating, can't handle it, pain, where would you rate your pain right now? And he said it was at a 4. He said, yeah, it's a 4 right now because I'm not doing anything with it, but if I'm like working out, it can get up to maybe like a 7. So back to the end of the prayer, I said, hey, do you feel anything? He says, no, the pain feels gone. And I said, wait, so you're saying the 4 has gone down to a 0? And he's like, yeah. And I said, dude, can you test it more? Is there something that you couldn't do before that you could maybe try to do now? And he's like, I don't know. I'm not working out right now. I said, yeah, I know, but let's do something. Like, how about get up and push on the wall? Would that hurt you? Like, if you were to push against the wall before? And he's like, yeah. So he stood up and he pushed against the wall of the sauna with his arm. Nothing. No pain. He's like, yeah, dude, it's gone. And I said, thank you, Jesus. Jesus loves you so much. Thanks for letting me pray for you, man. And we just sat there, hung out. And he's sitting there with his newly healed shoulder. And the third guy who's sitting in the sauna was watching the whole thing. He starts to talk to me and ask me about, like, dude, what religion are you and all that? And I got this chance to talk to him about Jesus. And he was telling me that he had these thoughts that we're all children of Satan because we're all sinners. And it's just kind of a bummer that that's the way it is, but that's how it is. And how he had been to church in the past, but didn't want to have any part of it because he'd seen people just do things that were not fitting of church people. They weren't living up to what they say they believed. And I had this chance to be like, man, you know, I hear what you're saying, but I believe that we are actually lost sons and daughters of God. And sin, yeah, we have all sinned, but that's not our identity. Our original identity is as God's glorious sons and daughters. And the sin has separated us. The sin has covered over us. But Jesus came. That's why he came. So he could remove that junk, that crap off of us. And I told him, dude, I have seen people who in church say they're Christians and they don't live like it. I've seen it too. And I said, but just like you saw right now, I've seen Jesus show up enough on his own, aside from people who aren't living like they say they should or like they say they believe. I've seen him be real enough to where that's enough for me, and I'm not going to let what I see in church pull me away. He's like, yeah, that I hear you. That makes sense. And we just kept talking and everything, and it was it. That was great. I had a chance because I stepped out, one, to see a guy's shoulder get healed, which was a testimony to him, testimony to the other guy, and a testimony to me, because it builds my faith, I get pumped, and it's a testimony now to you all. And then also, I got a chance to have this heart-to-heart conversation with the guy in the gym, who's a macho-looking guy, about what he thinks of God and where he's been burned. I got a chance to share Jesus' love and his truth with him, because I just made a choice to not be afraid. I made a choice at least to act in opposition to that fear. I made a choice to put action where I said my faith was, which is that Jesus heals. Will you do the same? Maybe, maybe not. I hope that at some point you get to that place where you do the same, where you put your actions where you say your faith is. And this is not to call out. This is not to condemn or make anybody feel guilty. It's to open our eyes to see, dude, there's stuff that's possible here with Jesus. Where am I not giving him the opportunity to be everything he says he will be? Where am I not giving him that opportunity in other parts of my life to show up when I act in faith? That's all I've got for you guys today. I encourage you to, again, leave your rating and review on iTunes. I encourage you also to listen to the other more recent episodes that have come on there lately from Man Warrior King, particularly Living Fully Integrated, Part 1 and 2. Those are some powerful episodes, kind of along these lines. And shortly, I'll be putting up an episode titled My Story, so you can hear more of where I've come from. You can hear where this fire that is burning in me has come from. And maybe it can be something that ignites something in you as well. You can also head over to www.manwarriorking.com, where you can sign up for our email list. You can read the blog posts that are there. The most recent one actually is on this topic, what the Bible actually says about healing. It's all about knowing what we believe and why we believe it, rather than just believing something because that's what we've inherited. It's about searching out what we really are going to believe as men, taking ownership over our beliefs and over our thoughts, over our minds. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Talk to you soon.